This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden back at the White House is clarifying a remark he made in Poland when he said that Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot remain in power. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
President Biden, taking questions from reporters on Monday, said while he's not walking anything back, he did not intend to give the impression he was calling for regime change in Moscow.
I was expressing the moral outrage that I feel, and I make no apologies for it.
The president also said he is not worried his rhetoric Saturday in Warsaw about Putin will cause an escalation by Russia, which is waging war on Ukraine. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine set its top objective at the first face-to-face talks with Russia in over 2 weeks due to take place in Turkey on Tuesday is to secure a ceasefire, although both it and the United States were skeptical of a major breakthrough. The more than month-long invasion, the biggest attack on a European nation since World War II, has seen over 3.8 million people flee abroad, left thousands dead or injured, and has brought isolation to Russia's economy and tumult to markets. The mayor of Mariupol claims nearly 5,000 people have been killed, including about 210 children in the port city amid heavy Russian bombardment. Survivors have told harrowing tales of people dying from lack of medical treatment, bodies being buried wherever space could be found, and women giving birth in basements. The mayor said some 160,000 people are trapped in the city of Mariupol. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The number of refugees flooding out of Ukraine is approaching 4 million, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Alina Beskrovna and her mother left Mariupol to get to the border to Poland. They had to cross 18 checkpoints, 16 Russian and 2 Ukrainian. What is it like in Mariupol?
Horrific. It's a humanitarian crisis. It's a mass murder that's happening at the hands of the Russians.
She tells the AP there is no gas, electricity or cell phone service.
We melt snow to have at least something to drink. We cook on open fires. Under shelling and bombs, just because if you don't, you will have nothing to eat.
Beskrovna is in Poland now, but she worries about Mariupol.
A lot of people are just, I think, starving to death in their apartments right now with no help.
Beskrovna says her dad is missing and fears he may have been taken by the Russians. I'm Ed Donahue.
The panel of U.S. lawmakers investigating last year's Capitol insurrection has scored a major win in its bid to see emails from a Trump advisor. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A federal judge here in Washington has ordered the release of more than 100 emails from John Eastman, the lawyer who was consulting with Trump as the then president tried to overturn the 2020 election results. Judge David Carter says it is more likely than not that Trump committed crimes as he tried to stop the election certification by obstructing Congress the day of the riot. The panel's push for Eastman's emails is its most formal effort yet to link Trump to a federal crime. Lawmakers cannot bring criminal charges. They can only make a referral to the Justice Department, which has not indicated it's considering charging Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences says it's launched a formal review of actor Will Smith slapping comedian Chris Rock during Sunday's Oscars. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarloletta has more.
The Motion Picture Academy says it condemns Will Smith's actions and will explore consequences in accordance with its bylaws, standards of conduct, and California law. The Los Angeles Police Department says it is aware of a slapping incident at the Oscars, but the person involved has declined to file a police report. Chris Rock had made a joke about Smith's wife, and Smith came onto the stage and hit him. Smith later apologized to the Academy when he won the Best Actor Award, but did not mention Rock. I'm Margie Zarloletta.
Smith later apologized to Rock on Instagram. Recapping our top story, Ukraine is getting ready for its first face-to-face talks in 2 weeks with Russia and Turkey on Tuesday, while Biden, back at the White House on Monday, clarified comments about Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.